Good morning again. With my professional background, you can imagine why principles 4 and principle 5 resonate with me. When I first came to the Spiritualist Church and read the principles, I knew I had found a religion that resonated with me and I could live with and love and respect. In studying the Morris Pratt Institute program, which is what we study in order to become ordained, and learning more about the continuity of death, I knew I had found an answer to many, many questions I had had. Principle 4, we affirm that the existence and personal identity of the individual continue after the change called death. Principle 5, we affirm that communication with the so-called dead is a fact scientifically proven by the phenomena of spiritualism. This just opened up my whole life. I mean, 40 years as a funeral director and an embalmer, which is not very glamorous, believe me, and watching the kaleidoscope effect that a death has on families, all the sadness, the grief, feelings of helplessness, and feelings of hopelessness that I've encountered. It is so comforting to find a religion that says we do not die and that you can communicate with the so-called dead. Spiritualism was an eye-opener for me and, frankly, a time of great relief. Most of the Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox religions I work with do mention an afterlife. Yet that afterlife is kind of boring and limited. Sitting on a cloud, playing a harp, wearing a halo. That is if you get through the pearly gates on the first try. Some religions want those here on earth, the earth plane, to pray for you to boost your ratings. Or depending on your life here on the earth plane, you may go straight to what we are called to call hell. This borders on principle 8, and I want to stay with principle 4 this morning. Working in Washington, D.C. area, I have dealt with most religions from Adventist through Zen Buddhist. And it seems that most people do have a hard time dealing with their loss. Regardless of what their afterlife may be, it's interesting for me to turn the conversations to the days leading up to the death. Was the family calling out? Were they calling for a deceased loved one? Were they calling for seeing a pet? Did the person mention seeing angels or seeing people? So often, they'll be looking up in the corner of the room and they say, well, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to that person. You're like, okay, you just don't know. So it's been very interesting to talk to the families, find out what the families are hearing from the loved ones while they're sitting there within their last days. The answers always come up in the same vein. And it's interesting that they go back to mother, father, maybe a deceased child. It's made my life much more relaxed and less stressful knowing that we can communicate with the so-called dead. And what about our beloved pets? Everybody knows I have coyotes, raccoons, possums, everything in my backyard. And animals mourn as we mourn. Will they be on the other side with us? Yes, they will be. A couple of weeks ago, John Odie asked if animals had a soul. Of course. How about the elephants? Well, the whole herd will mourn a death. The dolphin who'll carry a dead calf in her fin. A gorilla holding a dead baby. How do the animals in the herd, pod, their congress, mourn and grieve? I believe there is a lesson there for us. With spiritualism, we learn that we leave the earth plane and go back to spirit life at our own vibrational rate. So we are responsible for the level of our next life. I'm going to quote this. Spiritualism is the science, philosophy, and religion of continuous life based upon the demonstrated fact of communication by means of mediumship with those who live in the spirit world. This is the definition in our NSAC Spiritualist Manual. Since I am forever asking people to make sure their wills are up to date, their powers of attorney for health and financial reasons are up to date, I also want to ask, if you were to enter the spirit world today, if your life on the earth plane was suddenly over, how would your vibrational rate be? I always talk about this, especially hows and whys of making funeral arrangements. Yes, we need the will. Yes, we need the powers of attorney. Yes, we need the financial powers of attorney. But what about your life? How is it going to look? It makes everyone's life a lot easier at a very difficult time. And this is one of my favorite subjects, making funeral arrangements ahead of time. And I just do workshops on this all the time. And it does make everyone's life easier. You get the chance to talk over what kind of arrangements you prefer. Cremation versus burial. Are you a body donation? Are you an organ donor? Are you a veteran? It's a small part of your overall planning, but it makes a huge difference to those you leave behind. Are you living your life to its best? Are you in attunement with infinite intelligence? Do you try and meditate every day? Talk with your guides. I have called on Archangel Azrael numerous times, probably daily. He works with grief counselors and must work with funeral directors. I hope he is the one I ask to help me so I do not say the wrong thing to a family. He also helps people cross over at the time of their physical death, make sure they do not suffer, and helps them on the other side. Are you following natural law? As spiritualists, we realize that natural law is in effect here on the earth plane, and again, as we transition back to the spirit world. And this should teach us that we are responsible for all our actions. When we realize that our life here is just a brief moment in comparison to our time in the spirit world, we have to wonder about our personal identity. Albert Camus said, "I shall tell you a great secret, my friend. Do not wait for the last judgment. It takes place every day." I don't know if some of you are here from out of town, but I've always lived in Washington. I mean, I grew up on this street, so I've never left. Some people here tend to be on the lookout for people who can help them with a boost in their career, their rating on the A-list, where they're going to get invited, who makes a better salary, who drives a bigger car, who has more clothes and jewelry. Is this going to help us when we return to spirit? No. We must remember to live our lives to our best. And this is where spiritualism won me over. We need to take the time to live our life, enjoy each day, and embrace what we have been blessed with, and to make improvements as needed. When I think of my family's lamenting that the deceased never did, and you can fill in the blank here, traveled to Hawaii, took a cruise, got in the last fishing trip, spent more time with the family, maybe retired earlier. Embracing spiritualism, I know that the deceased will be able to do that and so much more. We are the ones left behind. We are the ones that are hurting, missing that person, dealing with traffic, taxes, paying the bills. We learn from studying spiritualism that as a science, there are facts demonstrated from the spirit side of life to prove to us the continuity of life. This is why our mediums who bring these messages are such a sacred part of our service. And the law of nature is always in effect. This is why we need to strive every day to live up to the wonders of our religion and to embrace all the aspects of what we have learned. What better way is there to live daily? We want our personal identity to be at its highest when it's time for us to return to the spirit world. We have been given the chance to improve our everyday lives and in turn to help others along the way. Every death changes a life and promised beginnings and endings too. It's a kaleidoscope effect when the death occurs. The focus suddenly is shifted, and we may not like what we see. It may take a while to get back into focus. Wayne Dyer says, expand your reality to the point where you pursue what you love doing and excel at it. Involve yourself in high energy levels of trust, optimism, appreciation, reverence, joy, and love when you engage in every activity in your life. Thank you.